Yoshihide Suga is known in Japan as more of a political fixer than a policy architect. For Shinzo Abe's entire term as prime minister, Suga was the chief cabinet secretary. In Japan, that's a position that involves a lot of work behind the scenes, as well as in front of the media, often as the administration's main spokesperson. The 71-year-old has a reputation for understanding the often complicated world of Japan's bureaucracy, an area where he's promised to reduce inefficiencies and carry out some as-of-yet unspecified reforms. But overall, most analysts expect continuity for most of the policies of former Prime Minister Abe, who will remain a member of Japan's parliament, the Diet. Suga's cabinet will include many familiar faces. 80-year-old Taro Aso remains deputy prime minister and finance minister, and Suga is retaining Abe's foreign minister as well, keeping continuity in an area that is not known as a particular strength of his. International reaction has been cordial, from key players in the region and the world, from China and South Korea to the United States. At this point, expectations are not for any radical shifts in Japanese policy, but already there are questions about how long the current prime minister will stay in office. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.